Welcome to the Morristown National Historical Park Winter Encampment Podcast Series. Life in the Continental Army was more than just marching from place to place. The soldiers and officers alike faced many hardships and adventures. As the winter progressed, the Army settled down into a daily routine. They were constantly busy, building huts, mending uniforms, and maintaining camp hygiene. Harsh discipline was enforced, despite the terrible weather. March 5th, 1780. The troops busily employed in cutting away the stumps. The camp begins to cut a beautiful appearance. Lieutenant Colonel Josiah Harmar, Inspector, Pennsylvania Line. March 13th, 1780.
If you was just now to step into my hut, which is only a very small room, if it ever got finished, I will tell you just how you would find me, for to give you a small scrap of my trouble. You'll find me sitting on a chest, in the center of 6 or 8 tailors, with my book, pen, and ink on one side, and the buttons and thread on the other. The tailors, you'll find some a-cutting out, others sewing. Outside of the tailors, you will see maybe a half dozen men, naked as Lazarus, begging for clothing. All about the room, you'll see nothing but cloth and clothing. On the floor, you'll find it about knee-deep with snips of cloth and dirt. If you stay any time, you'll hear every minute knock-knock at the door. I call in, walk in, and others walking out, which makes a continual bustle. Presently, I begin to swear. Sometimes I have to jump up, blundering over 2 or 3 tailors to whip somebody out of the house. Other times, Tudor and my messmates, they begin to swear. And with our swearing, and the tailors singing, as you know they must, and the men a-grumbling, it makes pretty music for your ear. And that's the way from morning till night, from week's end to week's end. As you come down, your nearest way will be by camp. You will find my hut on the right of General Hand's brigade. You will know by the soldiers running in and out.
Ercurus Beatty, Hand's brigade, to Reading Beatty. April 12th, 1780.
The men warned for duty are to be closely shaved previous to their coming on the brigade parade, with hands, face, and clothing neat and clean, their arms to be in such order as to bear the most strictest inspection. Those who appear in contrary order will not only merit, but actually receive immediate punishment.
Brigade Orders, New York Brigade, 4th New York Regiment.